Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Spill the Beans Podcast. Sa mga bagong subscribers, sa mga bagong nanonood ngayon. Mm-hmm. Ako nga pala si Lester at kasama ko si Paolo.
Yes, si Paolo.
Yes.
Oo, wala talaga akong intro, no? Ano kaya maisip kong intro? Siguro na lang, this is Paolo, your friendly neighborhood tito.
Yes.
Oo, wala na akong maisip eh. Hindi ko naman pwedeng sabihin, hindi naman ako pwedeng sumabay sa millennials. Hindi ko na aangkinin yan dahil talaga naiwan na ako ng bus na yan na matagal na.
Ay, matagal na. Hindi naman, grabe naman.
Hindi naman, no? Thank you, may bonus ka sa akin na.
Again.
Okay, so today is YouTube Talk. No, we have a content creator today. This is one of actually I know I always say this that I've been following this channel. Pero before I guest or we guest anyone on the podcast, we really try to see their content. We try to see how it will develop. We don't just immediately get them when we see one video. We really try to check each and every video, no matter how impossible it may seem. Okay, so today we have a content creator. He has a YouTube channel. I know he also does a lot of magic and he is into a lot of things. So we have John Santana.
I'm John Santana. I mostly do lifestyle and travel vlogs, some tech reviews then, and mga how-to videos. So, yeah.
All right, John. Thank you. Medyo shy ka pa ng konti. Pero okay lang yan. Ganyan talaga dito sa podcast. Once you warm up, you will tell us everything, even your deepest, darkest secret. Like sumayin na sumayin si Lester. Okay.
Narinig ko kasi yung magic. Mahilig ako sa ano.
Mahilig ka sa
mahilig
magic.
Ako
rin. Magaling ako sa magic. Mawawala ang sweldo mo sa...
Ganon.
Mawawala ang sweldo mo this coming payday. Okay. So John, right now I saw that your channel has already. I know we're not inclined towards numbers, but it's hard not to notice that the subscribers are starting to increase.
Yeah.
You're getting more views. Ano yung pinaka content ba ng channel mo?
Mostly like everyday stuff ko before.
Yeah.
Lalo na.
Mm-mm.
Like what I experience every day. Kasi I used to do daily vlogs.
Ah, wow. Wow. Okay. For the memory keepers and the future subscribers, ang daily vlogs po, for people who are content creators, this is one of the most difficult things to do because it is not easy to upload a video every single day. Andiyan na yung component na mag-shoot ka. Of course, before you shoot, you have a bit of pre-production. You have to plan it out. Mm-hmm. And then after you shoot, you have to edit, right? And after you edit, you have to upload and all these things. And doing it every day really feels like a job. How long were you doing the daily vlogs?
Daily vlogging? Almost a year and a half.
A year and a half?
Yes.
Are you still doing it now, daily vlogs? How come you veered away from doing daily vlogs?
I noticed that yung content ko nun, nagiging repetitive na.
Was the quality going down or repetitive lang siya?
Repetitive, tsaka it's going down din. Kasi parang nagkaroon ako ng routine.
Mm-mm.
So that's what I try to avoid this time around.
Alam mo, okay lang yan. Kasi ganyan naman. Mapapansin mo, pag seasoned YouTuber na, they focus more now on quality. Kasi pag bago ha, you feel like you're in a race.
Yeah.
No, talaga you have to chase the numbers. You have to increase the subscribers. Sinubukan rin po namin mag-daily vlog.
Oo.
For 2 days.
For 2 days.
2 days, well? Or 1 week lang ata? After 1 week, sabi namin, wow, hindi namin ito kaya. Naalala mo ba yun, Lester? No, meron pa tayong Christian vlogs in 2 minutes.
Oo, grabe.
Grabe yun. And unfortunately, we were not built for it, no? So for you, how were you able to at least make it consistent for 2 years ba yun?
Sorry, almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. Yeah. How were you able to make it consistent?
First of all, yung editing software ko was only iMovie.
Okay.
So I didn't do any of the denoising, etc. na you do when you like produce videos.
So very raw siya.
Very raw siya. Uh-oh. Grainy, and I don't color grade pa nun.
Uh-oh.
I leave it at like fateful profile pic.
So
yun.
For 2 years.
For
and
two
then
years.
What was the content? I know yung intro mo, which we have to bring up. John has the most interesting channel trailer. He'll just tell you what he does. Bahal. I like it actually. Parang you're just saying, if it was me, this is Paolo, your friendly neighborhood tito. This is my video. This is my channel. If you like it, subscribe. If you don't, it's up to you. Right? So ito yung, let's pull it up. This is John's trailer. Ayan. Wow, may audio na talaga. Automatic. I like it. Okay. Let's, mabilis lang to eh.
Yung room ko.
Ayan. Okay. May coffee na naman si John.
There have been 15 vlogs in the making. But here's the trailer for my channel.
Ayan.
My name is John Santana. And I vlog. I vlog about working out. I vlog about traveling the world.
Touchdown,
Taipei. I pretty much vlog about anything. Oh.
I like coffee.
And I drink coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of coffee. Now you might say he doesn't have a theme for his channel, but I beg to differ. My theme is to step out of your comfort zone. To learn to embrace your fears and to conquer them, and to basically just have fun. Now, isn't that what life is all about? To enjoy it to its fullest? Now, I know my life is not as exciting as the other YouTubers out there, but if you like the everyday raw stuff, then this is the channel for you.
Yeah. Oh, see, I told you, very direct na kanyang.
How do you end the trailer?
Oh, very direct ang kanyang channel trailer. Oh. Ay, may nahihigop si John. Ayun.
Yeah, and I vape. I guess nothing else left to say but to...
I'm cringing.
You're cringing. Are you comfortable watching yourself?
Hit that notification button. Now, yes.
Oh, ba't nakikrinch ka? Okay naman yung trailer mo. It's different.
Yeah.
That's what you were going for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the trailer.
Oh, tapos. Oh, di ba? Ganun nga lang. Do you like it or not? If you like it, subscribe. If not, you can stalk me. It's free. So, let's go to that part first that you love coffee. Kasi kami dito, medyo... obsessed din kami with coffee kasi yan talaga ang nakakatulong sa amin pag mahaba ang trabaho. And that with you, did you work in as parang may na-mention ka kanina that you used to be a barista?
Yes, I used to be a barista at Starbucks Coffee.
Wow.
And grabe yan.
How long was it? How long were you there?
Only for 6 or 7 months lang.
Tagal din yun.
Tagal din yun. And peak season.
Oh, and sa sales, ang 7 months, lifetime na yan. So you were there for seven months.
Seven.
And then, ano naman, kamusta ang experience as a barista?
Actually, masaya. It was really fun, like, learning how to mix coffee, frappuccinos, and stuff. And you get to meet a lot of different people.
Oo nga, napansin ko. And it's really customer service.
Mm.
But, is there training? Is there before isa lang ka sa floor, before you go into operations and customer service, do you guys go through training?
Yes.
How long ang training?
Actually, only for a week.
1 week
believe
lang?
It or not. Tapos, yung rest of the training is on the job.
Grabe naman, 1 week. napapansin ko yung mga iba mag-order. Sobrang complicated.
I know.
Diba? 2 pumps of this, less of that, more of this. Diba? So, hindi mo talaga mamamaster yun in 1 week.
No.
So, how was your first month?
Actually, mas interesting yung first day ko sa first floor mismo.
Oh yes, please tell us about that.
So, I was at the Frappuccino bar station.
Mm-hmm.
Someone ordered a mocha frappuccino. Mm-mm. So sabi ko, yes, mocha frappuccino, dali lang.
Uh-oh.
So I put in the ingredients dun sa cup, nilagay ko sa blender.
Okay.
press the blending button.
Okay.
But I forgot to cover the lid.
Sa sumabog,
so everything sumabog, napunta sa ceiling.
Nako, na premature siya. So anong sabi ni ano? Anong sabi ni customer?
Actually, hindi ko alam kung ano sinabi ng customer, pero yung store manager namin sabi sa akin, John, doon ko na lang muna sa back room.
Well, sana sinabi mo, well, ma'am, it's my first day. They don't care. They don't care, no? Yeah. Kasi talagang, as you were saying, parang peak season ata at that time, no? And how is peak season in the coffee industry?
Very, very tiring. Sobrang, kasi we call yung mga lines of people rush.
Rush.
R-U-S-H.
Ah, rush. Okay. Rush.
So first rush, second rush. Pagka ganun kahaba yung pila.
Sobrang surge, no? Why did you decide to, after 7 months, parang this is not for me. What was the one thing that you didn't like?
Yung pay. Kasi I needed to earn like parang savings din.
Oo.
And working there, I wouldn't be able to do that.
So at least the experience, no, which is priceless naman, you were able to get it. Mm-hmm. What ano bang take away diyan sa pagiging barista?
I know how to make their frappuccinos and coffees.
Do you still go to Starbucks? We can mention it. It's fine. We'll mention it. Do you still go to Starbucks?
Not so often anymore. Since I bought recently a espresso machine.
Yes. Siguro nga kailangan magpumasok muna ako sa Starbucks, no? Kahit mga 3 months lang.
Para malaman natin.
Okay, so let's go to si John. This is a person who has so many aspects to his person. Isa na dito yung he is also... one of your passion is magic,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, so when did this start?
Since I was 8 years old, actually.
Ah, yes. 8 years old. Eight ano years na mga old. Mina magic mo doon? Look at this, and then baba tumong yun.
Yes, yung mga magic wand na binibili sa home TV shopping.
Okay, that's how you started.
That's
and tuloy-tuloy na siya.
Yes.
Okay, so let's look at there's a video here with Chucky Dreyfus. Is that how you Chucky Dreyfus, no? And then we can see si John dito performing a trick. I like the last part of the trick where si Sir Chucky thought na nagkamali si John.
Yes.
Oh, so how were you able to pull this? Let's fast forward a little bit. So si John was in a workshop. This workshop is from Thoughtful. It was organized by Thoughtful Philippines and YouTubers.
Mm-hmm. Moza.
Moza.
Yes.
Okay. So Moza is what? Sorry.
Like they make gimbals for mobile phones, mirrorless cameras, DSLRs.
Yes. Okay. So Moza and Thoughtful Philippines. Mm-hmm. Yan ang, sabi ni John, pag pinapanood ko ang kanyang vlogs, yan ang pinupunta niya talaga sa workshop. Yung mga pizza talaga.
The food,
no?
Yes.
Aside from the workshop, it's also the food. So dito, he's in a workshop nga, organized by this group. And then here is John's alternate talent. Yeah. Ayan.
Face of the card.
Ay,
para
no.
Ano talagang alam natin na medyo matindi. Para sa yung signature mo. So, yung like, your signature, right? You know how to snap, right? Just, I guess. So every time you snap, your card jumps back to the top, di ba?
Okay. Nakita yung mukha.
Familiar yung voice na yun, ha?
If you don't snap, nothing happens. So, sige. Para hindi ka magduda, snap your fingers. I'm not gonna move the deck. Turn over the top guard. Jump back to the ground.
Pinititig ako mabuti
eh. Ito, actually, you guys can come closer sa...
come closer pa talaga.
It's
part of the trick.
I'm gonna place it right here. You push it in.
Okay. Ayan, ito, I saw this one. John, are you willing to deconstruct this trick or you can't?
Oh,
you're not allowed.
I can't. You're not allowed to.
Ang galing, yeah. Doing magic, no? It's a good talent to have. It's very disarming,
yes.
No? It's a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
Very good. Is that the reason why you do it? Icebreaker na rin for everyone.
Well, now, yes, that's one of the reasons. Pero I do it kasi I love
doing
magic. Yes.
Nako, especially with the women when they see someone who is able to do magic. it's a good way to start a conversation. Ayan. So you worked in the call center and then you also worked as a barista.
Mm-hmm.
What point did you say, maybe I'll try content creation or I'll try to be a YouTuber?
When I wanted to like show my magic sa public.
Okay.
So I would ask my girlfriend to video me performing magic in Greenbelt.
So mala David Blaine.
Yes. Oh,
tama ba? Is it David Blaine?
David Blaine, yes.
Okay. Huwag ka naman magkukulong sa isang aquarium, ha?
Never.
great escape. Okay, so that's when you tried to, not tried, but that's the yun yung impetus nung kung ba't ka nag-lead to a content creator.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any clips of magic in Green Dot?
Sure. I think you can try typing in
street magic.
The Kadabra. No spaces.
Kadabra? How do you spell
it? THEKID.
Kadabra.
The Kadabra?
The Kadabra.
The Kadabra.
Okay. So this is you?
That's me.
All of that's you?
Yes.
All right. Ang dami natin mapo-pull up dito. Okay.
I think I'm regretting this.
Okay. John, what year was this?
This one, 2009?
Wow.
Yata. 2012. Yan.
Naka, ang dami ka na pinagdadaanan sa buhay niya. Aba, si John nga to. This is John, okay.
Okay.
John, dapat nasa channel mo to. Is this your channel?
Yes, that's my old channel.
John, put this on your channel. Sayang. Green Belt nga, 2009. So, very random lang to.
Yes.
You just approach people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was thin.
Grabe. You still are. Don't worry.
This one actually was shot by two friends that I met at a club. Kasi I performed magic to them. Then they asked if they could shoot me performing magic. And so this is the result right here.
We can do this actually. No? And then it'll be we'll work on the production side of things.
Oh, pwede ka namin tulungan, no?
Oh. Oh, ano, lalagay mo na yung Teddy Sage sticker dun sa card.
Pwede.
Yeah, no ba? This is the
Ayan.
Okay, without going into specifics, magic is sleight of hand talaga.
Yes.
It's a redirection game.
Yes.
Okay, so you're just taking the focus of the viewer or the person, making them look at something else while you do another thing.
Most of the time.
Okay, John, if you were going to... If if you were, if we revive the your magic content, is there something new or is it still what you used to perform?
I mean, I can learn new tricks or relearn old tricks na hindi ko masyadong napakita sa mga channels ko before.
So, how hard is it to learn these tricks?
Depends talaga eh.
And how long does it take?
Most of the time naman, like a day, matututunan mo na siya. Pero yung execution is a different story naman.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. You can get the concept of a jump shot, pero for you to get really good at that, it'll take some time.
Yes.
Have you noticed a lot of people now also trying to mimic the way Will vlogs, no? Mm-hmm. But talaga he has been able to spawn a lot of vloggers who vlog the same way. I've noticed your setup as well.
Mm.
How can you tell us a little bit about your camera setup?
Now I use a Canon 6D Mark II with a Rode VideoMic Pro Plus. Tapos Joby Gorillapod.
And it's very similar, no?
Very, very similar to Will
or
and Casey.
Is it exactly the same?
Used to be exactly the same. Same, yung Canon 80D. Tapos yung lens, mic, same na same kay Will. Actually, na-compliment niya yung setup ko sa isang vlog ko.
I saw that with Elodia.
Yes.
And then you parang meet and greet, no?
Yes.
Anong title ng video na yon?
Will Dasevich took over my vlog, I
think. I saw that. And then he grabbed your setup and then he started running around with it.
Started vlogging with it, yes.
How was it meeting Will naman?
Actually, naging speechless ako noon. Hindi ko nasabi mga gusto kong sabihin sa kanya.
Because he's really your inspiration.
Yes.
Kumbaga, sabi nga ni LeBron James, when he met Michael Jordan, it was like Jesus Christ walking to him.
Yes.
Parang similar.
Very similar.
This is the time you met him. Yes. Fast forward na lang natin, Lester, doon sa part na, ano, na talagang ginrab ni Will yung kanyang, ayan. So, dito, can you walk us through this video? Ito next ka na.
Yeah.
Give us a little audio, sorry. Give us a little audio, and then,
there we go. So ito, I was supposed to vlog while taking a picture with them. Yeah, so yun nga, he took over my vlog. So yan.
Oh yan, exacto nga daw, exacto.
And medyo nahiya pa ako niyan kasi yung suot kong cap was from another content creator na kilala din niya. Hindi ako naka-chongo cap.
we can mention it. Who kaninong cap yan?
Alex Wasabi.
Which is fine.
It's fine.
So, medyo hindi mo talaga na-articulate yung gusto mong sabihin.
Yes. Gusto ko sana mag-thank you sa kanya kasi for inspiring me to vlog.
Oo. Pero nung kinuha niya na yung camera.
Wala na. I was like a girl.
Hindi mo na, ano? Hindi na... hindi mo na nasabi.
Yes.
Okay, so ito medyo parang you're still
flustered pa.
You're still on a high dito for meeting him.
Yes.
Were you able to meet them again after this or yan na yung last na?
Yan yung last ko with Will, pero I met his sister Hailey. Actually got to hang out with her then.
In another
Rockwell.
Did you guys collaborate or was that a meet and greet?
Sort of a meet and greet, pero ano eh, she was selling her merch. Tapos she asked if anyone wants to buy merch from me, just email me and I'll give you the directions where I'm going to meet you guys. And I was the only one who came.
Okay, you have a video of this?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's pull it up.
I met Hailey Dasevich.
Okay. And then kayong dalawa lang at that time.
She was with a friend.
Okay. And you guys, you were there to get her merchandise. Mm-hmm. And then this started by emailing. Email. You guys were exchanging emails.
Yes.
All right.
There we go.
Forgiveness, not permission.
Yeah, I keep hearing that a lot.
We don't care about the cameras here unless someone tells us to put it away, right?
Yeah,
she asked me to
hang
out.
Okay, here at Wholesome Table, just got here. Sorry to keep you waiting.
You didn't keep me waiting. We were waiting. waiting for you.
They were waiting for me. I'm the guest of honor. Just kidding.
A beer.
Oh, sure, for sure.
Okay, cheers, everyone. I'm here with Nina.
That's her friend. Right there.
Hey.
My friends are all obsessed with you, by the way.
What?
Yeah, my guy friends are like, sorry. When I tagged you, they were all like, whoa, who is she? Is she a model? I was like, no, she's behind the
like, if you can look at my face there, I could not relate to what they were saying.
How are you feeling? Can we pause for a seat? How are you feeling this whole time?
Conscious, actually. Conscious.
And then were you starstruck in the same manner when you met Will?
Yes.
And then, pero at this point, you're able to really strike a conversation, get it going.
Yes.
How is it different? Was it because the other one was in an event and then ito para medyo more personal?
More personal, more parang mas natural.
Mas natural.
Mas natural yung atmosphere niya. Hindi siya parang, uy, yan na si Will.
Yan na si Will. May nakapila pa sa likod ko. Sandali lang, kailangan bilisan ko kasi may susunod pa. Parang ito,
tambay mode.
And then si Hailey naman talaga is very disarming ang personality. Hi, Hailey. Very disarming ang personality niya. She makes you feel comfortable. Uh-huh. And then I can see it here. Parang you're part of the group. Parang talagang immediately you guys were really there to meet up.
Mm-hmm.
Ang galing niya eh. And then, so at least dito, let's watch a little more. At least dito talagang you were able to involve her in the video.
Yes.
Check it out first. Make sure it doesn't come apart or anything.
Okay.
Check it out.
That's very important.
That is pure.
Let them examine
to me.
The object.
Okay. Good. All right. Good. Okay.
Seems
how does a
good.
Normal person take off a ring?
Like this?
Like this, right? Okay, a magician takes it off like this. Watch closely, okay? One, two, three. It actually goes through my finger.
Holy crap!
One more. Okay, one more.
Yeah, I've been doing that talaga ha para
goes through. I can also do it with this finger.
What the
heck? Watch, okay? Watch. Nothing in my hand. I'm going to take it. Toss it right back in.
Oh. Wow.
Nice job, man.
Good.
Ang galing, galing.
Wow. That was good. He's tricky.
Cool, man.
All right. So you just saw it there. Actually, I don't know if you saw it, but we saw it. And it was very tricky, and he did a great job.
All right. So this video was when you met Hailey, and you did a magic trick, no? Mm-hmm. The ring.
The ring trick.
The ring trick, no? And they were very impressed. How long did you stay with Hailey? And in that, how long? That was a very good portion of your vlog.
Like almost an hour and a half, actually. Almost an hour and a half.
Okay, and then how I know I already asked you this one, but how was it different? This was more personal for you, no? But how was it that you were able to perform a magic trick? Sayang kasi kay Will di mo nagawa eh.
Yeah, siguro yung atmosphere lang na walang pila, hindi siya official meet and greet. So parang tambay session with a friend.
With
parang
a friend. Ang galing din, no? And I think at this time, Hailey siguro was already above 200,
I
no?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's at least na-debunk yung mga myth na when channels are bigger, they're harder to approach.
True.
No?
True.
And this is the second channel that you've nakipag-hangout ka. The other one was the director ba yun?
Or si Direk Bani?
No, the other guy who you were in Mega Mall with and then you picked up.
Oh, si Edmer.
Si Edmer.
Edmer, yeah.
And he was very generous with his knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No?
Yes.
So at least you're able to see the bigger channels being more accommodating to us smaller channels.
True.
Diba? Kasi yung iba hindi.
Yung iba nga medyo.
Yung iba, when they reach a certain point, no looking back na sila eh. Mm-hmm. It's either they work with channels of the same caliber or higher. Ayaw na nila to go back down. So with this one, Hailey was very accommodating and at least really made you feel like you're part of the close-knit group,
yes.
No? Ganun talaga si Hailey eh. No? She's very good with people skills ni Hailey. No? She really makes everyone feel very comfortable. And when we worked with her, she was very nice. case, she actually taught us on, because problematic kami at that time, hindi namin alam kung bakit wala kaming views, hindi namin alam kung bakit walang, we didn't know, simply put, we didn't know how YouTube worked. And then she showed us. And then she was saying, this is how you should do it. Hindi pa nga natin alam ata kung ano yung B-roll nun eh. Alam ba natin?
Hindi pa natin alam.
Parang hindi pa. Ikaw alam mo. For sure. Pero ako, that was the first time I heard what a B-roll was.
Okay.
And then she taught us, okay, first you have to shoot the scenery and then everything just kind of follows. So at least very generous. John, how many videos do you have?
This is season 2 na eh.
How do you do that? Yung mga season 1, season 2, hindi ko masyado makuha sa...
I mean, ako, kinawa ko lang season 1 yung last year's... Last year.
Last year.
Yes. Tapos ngayong year na to, ginawa kong season 2.
Okay. So it's more on an annual basis. Yes. I get it. So right now, you are running, Lester, how many is that?
270 videos.
My 270 videos. That's amazing. Oh, that's a lot of work. Okay, for 270 videos, right now I'm sure I can already imagine the comments. The comments will be, how do you do that? How can you make it happen? What do I do? Just in closing na lang, since how long have we been doing this, Street? Nasa 1 hour, ano na tayo, no?
1 hour and 34 minutes.
Wow. Bilis, no? So just because I can see that this channel is already very established, no? I can see the hard work that's been put into this channel. And again, as I said, all other content creators are already commending and complimenting your work, no? That you're someone to watch out for. No, just like how LeBron James came out of high school. Or how Zion Williams is now the next big thing. No, so as everyone's saying, this is the guy to watch out for. This is the channel to watch out for. Just give it some time and definitely everything will pick up. Now, very simple question. Ayan naman, yung sinasabi nilang how to be you po. No? how do the start up channels emulate what you're doing, if you can give them advice lang?
Okay, so like I said, start doing it first, then work on how you present it. Kasi you won't know how to present your videos, your vlogs, if you don't start doing it first. So don't try to emulate other people muna. Just shoot whatever it is you feel like shooting. Then eventually you'll start to get yung style nyo. Makukuha nyo rin. Then, sige, emulate kayo ng mga ibang content creators dyan. Like myself, I emulate Will a lot and Casey. Pero I try to put my own spin on it. So, just start doing it consistently. Upload. Don't be afraid to upload your videos. Kasi parang babies nyo yan.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank you, John. Alam mo, in a few years' time, we will pull this up and then we're gonna say, hey, that guy was a guest. He was a guest on our show. So it's really hard work, which is something that you espouse, and I really see it. You're one of the most ardent vloggers that I see online, and at least it's positive. And never pa ako nakita naman na sa content mo na medyo risky or R-rated. So you've stayed away from that.
Yes.
That's very good, no? That's very very admirable yung ginagawa mo na at least if you go to my channel, you'll get to know me. It's a little raw, but the creativity is there, right? Okay. So Lester, do you have anything else to ask John before this channel gets to big and we won't, it'll take 3 months to invite him back again?
Some text nyo lang, okay na.
Grabe. Siguro, yung last question lang. Since marami ng mga creators ngayon sa YouTube, marami ng travel, marami ng mga vloggers, daily vloggers.
Yeah.
And since 2019, ang question ko lang siguro, is it too late to start on YouTube?
Ang ganda na wala question na yan. Ang ganda. Thank you. Ah.
Okay. Sige. I think it's never too late to start. Kasi every year, paiba-iba naman talaga yung ano ng YouTube, yung landscape ng YouTube. So, may chance kayo lagi na to break through that barrier to be the next big thing. Sabi nga ng iba, di ba? Pero wag yun yung aim nyo. Basta ang aim nyo lang is start creating videos and don't mind the numbers muna sa simula. Kasi pag ginawa nyo yun, sobrang talo na talaga kayo. So, yeah. It's never too late. It's never too late to start.
Okay, that's very good. So you see, memory keepers and our future subscribers, you can still start. No, it's never too late. Do it now. Kesa naman you start in 2022, no, or 2025. No, you do it now and invest, and just be patient. May planting season, may harvest season. So ngayon, just when you're starting, just remember that you're planting the seeds. Hindi nyo pa ma-harvest yan. Hindi lahat kasing galing ni John.
Wow.
Okay. John, thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming. And I'd like to thank you on a very short notice that you immediately gave.
No problem. No problem.
Thank you very much. I know you're very busy. Okay. So now we'll look at camera one. Yes. Camera one. So just to end and then closing.
Okay.
So, Lester, this is your cue.
Yes,
that we now close. Oh, kailangan meron kang ano, may tag ka na ako. I just came up with a tag now. I'm your friendly neighborhood tito. Ikaw, wala ka pa.
Wala pa ako. Mag-iisip pa ako. Pero sa mga viewers natin, and lalo na sa mga subscribers, if you're still watching, thank you so much. And for John, thank you for coming here in our
Thank you, John.
For inviting me.
Yes, sana maulit.
Sana nga maulit.
Sana pakitaan niya tayo ng mga magic niya.
Yes, maraming na ako naisip ng project. Okay, anyway.
So, thank you guys for watching and
thank you to the next big channel for coming and gracing us with his presence and his knowledge and know-how in YouTube. This is Paolo and that's Lester and this is John. Thank you very much for watching, guys. So we'll just wave. Thank you for watching. See you
Take care. Peace out.
Next episode. Yes. Bye, guys. Bye.